Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks again for being on the podcast today. I'm so thrilled you're here today. My hope is that these couple of minutes would be encouraging to you and they'd give you maybe just a little inspiration as you launch into your day. You probably noticed that today's episode is called 60 Years. And I don't know where you fall on the spectrum. For some of you, that seems like a really long time. For others of you, it seems like, man, that's not much at all. One of the things I'm convinced of is that over time, God wants to shape us into the likeness of his son, Jesus. And what I'm convinced of is that actually takes a lot of time. See, when God's at work inside of us, he's weeding out, he's separating what's of him and what's not. And throughout our lifetime, as we follow Christ, God wants to remove those things in our life that aren't holy, that aren't healthy, that don't align with who he's created us to be. But what's fascinating is that even though he could, God doesn't choose to just snap his fingers. He doesn't just choose to zap us in some holiness microwave. Instead, when God goes to work on the inside of us, he does it slowly and he does it incrementally. If you've been around here a while, you've heard me talk about this idea that the older we live, the more like Jesus we're to become, which means that today I should look more like Jesus than yesterday. That this week I should look more like Jesus than last week, that this year I should look more like Jesus than last year. And it's this idea that if we're not dead, then God's not done with us. If God's still at work and if he's shaping us and if we're breathing, if we're on this side of heaven, God is still creating us and molding us into who he wants to be. Now, the reason why this podcast is called 60 Years is because the neighborhood I live in has a ton of oak trees. And I don't know if you know much about oak trees, but if you do, you probably know that it takes about 60 years for them to be fully nurtured, for them to be a full tree. And what's crazy about that is 60 years takes a long time. It takes a long time. That's not overnight. That's not the snap of a finger. It's not like a pine tree that goes from a sapling to a full-grown tree in just 15 years. It takes 60 years. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is a mushroom. What takes a tree 60 years to create, a mushroom takes as little as 6 hours. Now, let me ask you a question. Which one of those do you want to be? Do you want to be an oak tree or do you want to be a mushroom? Now, I don't get it. Some of you love mushrooms. I don't like them. But I'm telling you, the 60 versus 6 is a big deal. See, the Holy Spirit goes to work inside of your life. He goes to make change inside of your life, and that change is far beyond anything you could think is possible, but it doesn't happen overnight. And so my prayer for you as you listen to this, and my prayer for our church here at Sugar Hill Church, is that through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the work of the Word of God, with the support of other believers in your life, that you will continue growing, that you'll be more mature, that you'll be more Christ-like, and you'll be further along in your journey in becoming like Jesus 10 years from today. In fact, I pray that in 10 years, you're going to be stronger emotionally. My prayer is that in 10 years, you're going to be stronger physically. My prayer is that in 10 years, you're going to have deeper roots in your spiritual life, psychologically, financially, but all of those things happen over time, and they happen through intentionality. Ephesians 4:24 says it this way, "Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." This is how we become more like Jesus. Paul said it this way in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. He says, "As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him." So which one do you want to be? Do you want to be a mushroom or do you want to be an oak tree? If you want to be an oak tree, it's going to take time and it's going to take intentionality. Man, I hope you have a great, great day today. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday at 9:30 or 11. We're continuing our teaching series through the book of James, and it's going to be an incredible, incredible morning. I hope to see you there.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.